The following is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. High school basketball is on the air.
Here's Sheehy for three. His shot is up there, and he buries that one. Alex Sheehy from the top of the key throws down his third three-pointer of the ball game.
We begin each game day with In the Paint as we preview tonight's matchup.
42-41, driving the ball toward the hole. There's a shot by Kierkegaard, no good. Rebound, Brown goes back up, and the shot is...
Here's KHES Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS on the road with Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. The Hawks taking a trip to Gretna as they get set to take on the Gretna Dragons tonight. As we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher and coach, a long road trip, but a chance to move up here. Playing a Class B opponent tonight in Gretna.
Yeah, it is. And our kids are excited about this trip. A lot of these, you know, games that we've played are against very challenging teams, and this just adds to the list. But Gretna's had a well-respected program. You know, Coach Feakin does an excellent job here, and you know, I think he's a Hastings High grad, so he's always enjoyed playing his hometown, so to say. And it's just nice to get back on the court, because it seems like it's been a while.
This is a team that we have played in the past, and this has been a very competitive bunch and a very tough team to handle.
Yeah, it is. And like I've told the paper last week, you know, this team is, not maybe record-wise as strong as the past teams we played, but they are a very, very physical group, very athletic group. And but you look at the past games. We've looked at all the games of Gretna in the past, you know, and we lose in overtime here. We get beat by three at home, you know, and those were good, good basketball teams. So we've been really competitive regardless of the situation.
You guys are sitting at 6-3 on the season. You told me earlier in the year you thought you maybe could go 500 during the month of December, but this is a team that's playing pretty well right now.
Yeah, we've just matured and got a little better each week, and that's main thing, with basketball is where you're going to have those highs and lows and peaks and valleys in your season. I think our kids have, all matured a little bit, whether it's just understanding game situations, the experience on the floor has helped them, and we've definitely had some roles kind of filled in that situation. You know, we played 10, 11, 12 guys at different times. Like I told the kids, we can never play that many guys in one game necessarily. But the fact that is, some nights we may need to be a little more athletic. Some nights we may need to be a little bigger, smaller, whatever it may be. And so far, the kids have really bought into that.
Two big wins during the first part of the season. Donovan Trumbull on the road, and then you played Norfolk Catholic during the holiday break. Two big wins in the first nine games.
Yeah, I mean, to me, they're all big. But those two kind of stick out, because those are teams that you're going to see late in February and March probably making some noise and looking at the state tournament's door. And I think our kids throughout those preparation times have just really focused in on what they've needed to do. And we're not the most athletically intimidating team, or don't have a super big guy or a lightning guard, and we don't have a lot of guys that can light it up every single night. But we've got that balance, and I think that's one thing that has been kind of the pride of this team, is they're all going to do their thing, and picking up those two wins kind of give them a little bit more boost throughout the week.
Went 1-1 during the Aurora Holiday Tournament, then came back and got on the floor right after New Year's, and really took care of Sandy Creek last week, winning by the score of 69-37. Everything went exactly your way in that ballgame.
Yeah, in that ballgame, that kind of got away from Sandy Creek, and I thought our kids just continued to play harder and better as the game went on. You know, the lead just went from, a 5-point lead to a 13-point lead to a 20-point lead, and anybody we brought in the game that night really fulfilled what they were supposed to do, and I guess that's what you're looking for, and is progress. And we got a lot of hungry kids. I mean, they're sharing some minutes right now, but they know that their playing time is determined every week, how they practice, how they prepare. And, when we get into this play and prepare, they got to be set in their roles.
Alex Sheehy is the guy who's leading the Hawks so far, averaging about 11 points per ball game. But who are some of the other guys that have stepped up for you?
Well, we've just had a plethora of guys, but Brooks Asher's averaging, I think, 11 points a game, and then we've got Thomas Scope coming back from that injury, really gave us some depth in the interior. Zach Kitten has probably been the kid that has been really motivated to make himself a better scorer. And at the beginning of the year, he was kind of deferring some scoring opportunities, and now he's really stepping up his scoring game. We've played a number of other kids. Cannon Howell now is coming off the bench in a much more comfortable role for him. Derek Boyd, Alex Tino, and Dayton Seeley have all filled a role, and Braden Poppy against Donovan was very effective. So there's certain guys each night, you know, you look at the roster and you kind of go, well, how's it all going to fit together for this game, and who's going to be able to give us some contribution? And, you know, we kind of got a plan tonight that we're going to have to be very athletic. And, you know, as athletic as we can be, that probably still isn't going to be as athletic as Gretna is, but we've got to negate some of their athleticism somehow.
Big stretch here for St. Cecilia in the next couple of days. Gretna tonight, Lincoln Christian coming up this weekend, Grand Island Northwest, and Minden. That's a pretty rugged slate for you guys.
Yeah, it is. When you look at the numbers and sizes of schools, you kind of go, what are we doing? But it's been that way, and we're happy to be where we're at as far as the schedule we play. I think with the challenges ahead, it'll really make us a better team later in the season. Our kids are, you know, preparing well. They're not intimidated. They're not haven't lost any confidence. You know, we get beat by a Beatrice team that we were down 5 at half, and the game just creeped away from us a little bit, and a few mistakes here and there, not handling the basketball, kind of hurt us in that game. But, you know, you look at it, this next 4 or 5 games, you just kind of, you know, got to play and prepare, get yourself ready. You got to come out and be ready to compete every night, because any way it could go, it could go either way, just depending on what type of mental approach you take to the game.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Gretna as our pregame show continues after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture, so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery, so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Back in Gretna tonight, high school basketball in 1230 KHIS. Hastings St. Cecilia getting set to take on the Gretna Dragons tonight. A team, like I said, Coach, before the break, 2 wins, 5 losses, but a pretty athletic bunch we'll see tonight.
Yeah, you just got to look at their scores, and they lose to 2 to Elkhorn South and 2 to Elkhorn Mount Michael, and these teams are quality basketball teams, and you know, they're just a very, very 6'2" athletic type of group. You know, they don't have the dominating post player, but they're going to beat you in a lot of different ways. They can shoot it, they run the floor, they defend well, and they really do score well inside, even though they're not very big. They like to get into the paint with the drive, and then they're very athletic on the glass. So we're going to have to do a great job in just about every facet, you know, to give ourselves a chance.
Maybe their go-to man, Jared Samuelson, averaging about 13 points per ball game. What have we seen about him?
Well, he's very athletic, and he really gets to the glass off the drive. And then I've only seen him shoot, you know, on the 3 films, you know, a couple outside shots. But it just seems like he's always in the box score with about 10 to 12 points. One of those kids that just competes till the end. And we're going to match him up with Alex Sheehy. And hopefully, you know, Alex is probably one of the better defenders. I don't care what of class. I think any coach would take him, and he could defend a lot of players, the other team's best player. And, you know, we're going to have to slow him down. But I think it's a more of a team concept tonight as far as it goes, because they're all those, they have a type of team that's pretty balanced. And so if we concentrate too much on one, we're going to give up something to somebody else that probably shouldn't have it.
Talk about maybe the philosophy behind stopping this team here tonight. You've talked about several different things there. How do we stop this team?
Well, we've got to do a great job of help and recovery. They're a team that's going to run some dribble weave. They're going to drive the ball to the basket. We've got to be, our closeouts have to be as good as they've been all year, because of the fact that, you know, they've give great head fakes. They're on balance on catch every single time they catch it. And they spread the floor out so much that sometimes it takes a little bit of your help away. And I told the kids, you know, we did this against Beatrice. We said we got to get beat from the outside and give Beatrice credit. They hit shots against us. And the same thing tonight. We've got to make them beat us from the perimeter. And then what we really got to do is take care of the basketball when we have it.
Where can we attack this team offensively?
Well, that's going to be the key, I think, to us, is making sure we value the basketball. They run about 4 or 5 different trapping situations, and they don't really give anything away. It's not something where they come out every time and run a full court press, or they run a 1-2-2 trap, or they run a run and jump at half court. So our guards are going to have to be very, very aware, head up, you know, low stance, and take care of the basketball in that way. Now, we're going to try to go inside, and, you know, the toughest part for us is probably getting entry passes into the post because of their, you know, just athleticism, and our posts are going to have to get good hits early, you know, and try to sustain that position, and so we can get it into them. They played much better here lately on the inside, and I think with Zach Kitten and Thomas Skok, hopefully we can get the inside game going, and maybe that'll loosen up that perimeter defense a little bit.
Okay, good luck.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, starting lineups and a play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings St. Cecilia and Gretna tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. The tip-off ahead.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. On the road with the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. We're in Gretna tonight as the Dragons get sent to take on Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, a boys-only ball game. Air Force tonight on 1230 KHIS. St. Cecilia off to a good start here for the 2013-2014 season. The Hawks are sitting at 6-3 on the year. They're ranked number 10 this week in the Lincoln General Star Class C2 poll. The Hawks have already played one game since the Christmas holiday break, knocking off Sandy Creek last Saturday by the score of 69-37. St. Cecilia going 1-1 during the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament this year. They lost to Beatrice by the score of 52-41. That's no slouch there. Beatrice is still undefeated on the season at 8-0. They went on to win the Aurora Holiday Tournament last week. St. Cecilia beating Norfolk Catholic in the consolation game last week by the score of 53-45. St. Cecilia opened the season with two straight losses to Columbus Scotus and to Bishop Newman. Since then, St. Cecilia has won 6 out of their last 7 ball games, knocking off Donovan Trumbull and Blue Hill on the road, beating St. Paul and Sutton at home all before Christmas, and going 1-1 during the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament and beating Sandy Creek last Saturday by the score of 69-37. Gretna coming in. This is a Class B opponent for St. Cecilia here tonight. The Dragons, they have a mark of 2 wins and 5 losses. They hosted their own holiday tournament this year. They beat Nebraska City in the first round by a score of 70-46. They lost to Omaha Scott in the championship ball game by a score of 41-28. Their other win this year was to Bennington by the score of 57-54. And their other losses have been to Elkhorn South. They're ranked number 1 in Class B. Elkhorn South, 54-52 winners over Gretna in the first ball game of the season. They've also lost to Elkhorn Mount Michael by the score of 56-54. They've dropped a 2-point decision to South Sioux City, 41-39. They lost to Waverly by 6 points at 42-36. So Gretna, although the record sitting at 2 wins and 5 losses, they have been in every single ball game here in the season. So they're matched up here with the Class C2 St. Cecilia Blue Hawks and Class B Gretna here tonight in boys high school basketball action on the road. We'll take a break and come back and get some more pregame information as we continue with high school basketball in 1230 KHAS.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
So high school boys basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings, St. Cecilia, and the Gretna Dragons getting set to go at it here tonight. As we get ready to introduce the starting lineups in front of the crowd here tonight at Gretna, we'll get you the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Member FDIC. For the Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, Dayton Seeley will get a start. Seeley, 5'11" and a sophomore. Seeley averaging 5.6 points, 3 rebounds per ball game. Brooks Asher is a 6'1" and sophomore, averaging 11 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. Zach Kitten, a 6'4" and sophomore. Kitten is averaging 8 points and 6.3 rebounds per game. Thomas Skolk is a 6'4" and senior. Skolk is averaging 5.2 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. Then Alex Sheehy, 6'2" and a senior. Sheehy averaging 11.3 points, 4.7 rebounds per game, and 2.2 assists per game. As St. Cecilia has raced out to a 6-3 mark so far this season. Gretna, they will start this way. Jared Samuelson, 6'2" and sophomore. Samuelson is their leading scorer, averaging 12.9 points per ball game, 4.3 rebounds per game. Averages 2.1 assists and 1.6 steals per contest. Nate Skirdla is a 6'2" junior. Skirdla averaging 10.9 points and 4.3 rebounds per game. Michael Johnson is a 5'10" and senior. Johnson averaging 3 points and 1.9 rebounds per game. Jordan Batenhorst is a 6-foot senior. Batenhorst averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds per game. And Carter Donahue is the other starter, 6'1" and a junior. Donahue averaging 2 points and 1.5 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups have been brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Now with three locations in Hastings, at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC. St. Cecilia dressed in their road blue uniforms here tonight. The Dragons are going to be in their homestanding whites, trimmed and lettered in the green and the gold. Ball is in the air. The tip controlled by St. Cecilia. Hawks will shoot to our basket to our left. So our boys high school basketball game is underway tonight. Class C2 St. Cecilia and Class B Gretna squaring off here tonight. Gretna will start off in a man-to-man defense. They work the ball inside to Thomas Skolk. He puts up a shot right in front of the hole. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Donahue. Daughter Donahue gets the ball into the hands now of Michael Johnson, who comes into the forecourt for the Gretna Dragons. Off to a Nate Skirdla. It goes over in the wing to Michael Johnson. Sends it down to the baseline on the left side to a Donahue. Back outside down to Johnson. Michael Johnson holds the ball. Here's Samuelson at the top of the key. Samuelson goes over on the wing to Michael Johnson, looking to penetrate. Can't do it against Seeley. There's a shot by Skirtle. It's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Thomas Skolk, and Skolk grabs the ball for St. Cecilia, running back the other way. Here come the Hawks. Dayton Seeley with the ball. Brooks Asher has got it top of the key. Over here on the left side, Alex Sheehy. Cross-court pass goes to the wing on the right side. Brooks Asher throws up a three. It's no good. Rebound Kitten. An offensive board there for Kitten, not to Sheehy. Not to Dayton Seeley. Seeley goes back to the top of the circle. That's Brooks Asher with the ball. Here's Alex Sheehy. Gives it back to Seeley. A three-pointer put up there from the right of the circle. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Michael Johnson. Gretna runs back the other way. Michael Johnson runs into the forecourt. Dribbles down to the baseline. Comes back out here to Nate Skirdla on the near sideline. Just underway. We played about 90 seconds. No score between Gretna and Hastings St. Cecilia today. Here's Jared Samuelson with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Picked up there by Sheehy. Samuelson comes over here to Carter Donahue. He drives it to the hole. There's a pass out to Johnson. His shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Asher. Brooks Asher left-handed dribble down the far sideline. Gets the ball ahead now to Dayton Seeley. 6:15 to play here in the first quarter. No score. Zach Kitten down in the corner. Brings it back out on top to Asher. Asher now to Sheehy here at the top of the key. Sheehy the leading scorer for the Blue Hawks this season. Here's Dayton Seeley. Free throw line extended to the right side. Goes down in the corner to Brooks Asher. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here into three-point territory. Sends it inside. That's Thomas Skok back out to Asher. He drives it down to the baseline. Two-handed pass comes out on top. Down to Seeley. To the near sideline is Zach Kitten. Kitten dribbling with the ball. Back outside now. Top of the circle. Alex Sheehy goes over to Seeley. He drives. His ball's going to be knocked loose. It nearly goes out of bounds. Now it's saved. It is saved there by Gretnan. With the basketball is going to be Samuelson. Samuelson gets the ball ahead now to a Donahue. Donahue sends it back out on top to Samuelson. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Puts up an off-balance shot. No good. Offensive rebound. Donahue. His shot is up and in. Carter Donahue grabs the offensive board and a putback. And Gretna grabs the lead by a score of 2-0 here in this one. St. Cecilia comes back with the ball. Boy, it's taken almost 3 minutes to get a score on the board here. But now St. Cecilia throws the ball away. We're at 5:16 in the first quarter, and it's a 2-0 ball game. Gretna has got the lead. Get into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Looks like Cannon Howell is going to check in now, replacing Thomas Skok. 2-0 to score. Gretna has got the lead. Here's a long-range jumper from the top of the key. In and out. No good by Michael Johnson. Rebound comes down here to Sheehy. He runs her back the other way down the near sideline to Kitten. Drives for the hole. His shot is up and in. Zach Kitten gets the field goal for St. Cecilia, and the Hawks have come back to tie things up. 4:54 to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia 2, Gretna 2. Dragons with the ball back in their offensive zone. St. Cecilia is staying with his man-to-man defense. Carter Donahue goes over to Jackson Coleman, who's into the ball game now, driving down the left side of the lane. Here's Michael Johnson. His shot is no good. The ball tapped out. We got a foul called on the rebound. It's going to go on the Gretna Dragons. The personal foul is going to be called on Coleman. That's going to be his first team foul on Gretna here in the ball game. The boys' junior varsity game played before this one tonight. It was won by Gretna by a score of 36-22. 2-2 is the score here. Boys' varsity were down to 4 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the first quarter. Here's Dayton Seeley with the ball deep in the left corner. Comes out to Asher, top of the key. Three-pointer, good. Brooks Asher knocks down a three ball. He's hitting 31% of his threes. He hits his first attempt here, and it's now a 5-2 ball game. St. Cecilia with the lead, and here's a foul coming back the other way. Nate Skirtler driving the ball in the hole, and a personal foul is going to be called on Asher. That's going to be Brooks' first personal foul, team foul number one on the Blue Hawks. A non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Gretna inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Nate Skirtler will inbound the ball as they get it in here to Coleman. The ball poked away. Coleman picks it back out. Here's 3-point territory. Entry pass. They get it inside to Donahue. Donahue now to Coleman. Coleman takes it inside now as Gretna works here against the Hawks. Here's a shot put up from the short left baseline up and in by Nate Skirtler. Nate Skirtler hits the field goal there. And it's now a 5-4 ball game. St. Cecilia is out on top by 1 point. Hawks have the basketball. Here's a Dayton Seeley with the ball. Goes over to Asher. They work the ball inside. That's going to be Zach Kitten. He's double teamed. Goes up for the shot anyway and hits it. Zach Kitten hits the field goal. He was surrounded by Dragons there. He gets the field goal to go down. 7-4 is the score now. St. Cecilia out on top with 3.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Michael Johnson with it now. Comes down to a Donahue. 25 feet away from the basket to Johnson. Drives the baseline. Kicks it back out into three-point territory here to a Jackson Coleman. Works it back around to the right wing. Skirtless three-pointer put up there. No good. Rebound. Donahue is fouling the play. A personal foul here will go in St. Cecilia at the 3:17 mark. And a personal is going to be whistled here on Alex Sheehy. And that's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Blue Hawks. Thomas Skok coming back in. Here comes Alex Tino into the ball game. Coming out is going to be Cannon Howell for the Blue Hawks and also Brooks Asher. Non-shooting situation. It'll be Gretna playing things in. The inbounds pass is going to be kicked here by Sheehy. So we'll try it again. 3:17 to play in the opening period. AC St. Cecilia on the road here tonight. The Blue Hawks 6-3 on the season. Gretna 2-5. The Dragons, a Class B opponent, playing a Class C2. AC St. Cecilia here as we turn the calendar to 2014. Dragons have the ball on their offensive end. Michael Johnson has got it. Johnson comes over here to Donahue. Donahue now to Nate Skirtler out here in three-point territory. St. Cecilia stays with a man-to-man. Bounce pass goes inside to Samuelson, and a foul is going to be called. Samuelson posted up left side of the lane there. They got him the ball, and a foul is going to be whistled on Alex Tino. Tino picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number two on the Blue Hawks. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Gretna playing it in again behind their own basket. They get it into Skirdla. Skirdla now to Coleman. Back down inside. His shot is up and in. Michael Johnson scoring. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Michael Johnson. 7-6 is the score now. The Hawks with a one-point lead. Sheehy with the ball out to Tino. Top of the circle. Alex Tino comes over here to Dayton Seeley, left side of the lane. Back out to Tino. Swings it right side to Zach Kitten out here in three-point territory behind the screen. Kitten moves the ball down the lane. He stops. Kitten in trouble. Comes over here to Dayton Seeley. Seeley puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key to Tino, down in the corner to Sheehy. Sheehy lobs it back out to Tino out here in three-point territory. 2.5 to play in the first quarter. 7-6, St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Dayton Seeley off to Tino. He fakes the three and a traveling violation. Fakes the three and then drove it to the hole. A traveling violation is called on Alex Tino. That's going to be the second turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. The Blue Hawks average 12 turnovers per ballgame. Cannon Howell comes back into the ballgame now for Kevin Asher and the Hawks. Coming on is going to be Zach Kitten. So 7-6 is the score. St. Cecilia with a one-point lead. The Gretna Dragons can pull ahead here with a successful field goal. Michael Johnson has got it out here in three-point territory. Comes across the top down to Coleman. A whistle down low inside away from all the action here. That's going to go on St. Cecilia. Foul is going to go on Alex Tino. A holding foul down there on Alex Tino. Coming into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia is going to be Brooks Asher. Coming out is going to be Dayton Seeley. That's the fourth team foul in St. Cecilia here in the first quarter. Gretna has got one. 2:10 remaining in the opening period. 7-6, St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's a Donahue. His shot from long range is going to be no good. Gets his own rebound. Now drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up and in. Donahue threw up about a 17-footer. Missed it. Ball came right back to him, and he drove it to the hole and scores. 8-7 is the score now. The Gretna Dragons go back out on top. We're under 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Sheehy comes out to Cannon Howell, top of the key to Sheehy, down in the corner. Tino bombs away, a shot, good three-pointer. Alex Tino, he's been hitting 18% of his three-pointers this year. He nails his first attempt here from deep in the left corner, and St. Cecilia goes back out on top by a score of 10-8. Emmett Knight is into the ballgame now for the Gretna Dragons. Bounce pass goes to the right side of the lane. That's Donahue forcing up a shot. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. Brought down there by Samuelson. And the shot is up and in. Jared Samuelson scoring there on the offensive rebound and the putback. That's his first field goal. And now we're tied up at 10 points apiece here in the first quarter. A minute and 15 seconds to play. Brooks Asher has got the ball here on the near sideline. A whistle again. Away from all the action. We're going to have a personal foul called here. It's going to go on Gretna. And personal, I think, is going to go on Carter Donahue. That would be his first personal foul. Donahue's going to check out of the ball game. Isaiah Workman comes into the ball game now to replace him. So Workman into the ball game. A 6'2" and sophomore here for the Dragons. We're tied up at 10 points apiece. Alex Tino has got the ball to Cannon Howell at the top of the key. Cannon holds it out here. Gets it away now to Alex Sheehy. Picked up by Knight over here to Tino. He's open for three, but won't take the shot. Alex Tino moves the ball down to the left side. His pass will be deflected and is brought out of there by Samuelson. Turnover number three on St. Cecilia. Here's Knight back the other way. Knight has got it for Gretna. Comes out of the wing on the left side to Michael Johnson. He holds it, flips it back here to Emmett Knight. Knight down in 3 points here. It's way down to Skirdla. Picked up by Sheehy. On the right wing is Michael Johnson. Bounce pass right side of the lane. That's going to be Samuelson. He powers his way toward the goal, throws up a desperation shot as he's falling down, and he picks up the personal foul from Brooks Asher. Asher picks up his second personal now for the Blue Hawks. That's going to be team foul number four on St. Cecilia here in the first quarter. Down to the scores table for St. Cecilia. Checking in at the next opportunity will be Tommy O'Keefe and also Dayton Seeley. Going to the free throw line, Jared Samuelson for Gretna. His shot is up there. The shot is good. Samuelson now with 3 points in the ball game. Gretna is a team hitting 66% of their free throw tosses so far this year, 39% from the field, and 29% from three-point territory. They hit their first free throw here. That gives Gretna a one-point lead over the Hawks. It's now a 11-10 ball game as Jared Samuelson will have one more. And now they're checking at the official scores table here to make sure everything is situated in the scorebooks. Jared Samuelson is waiting here at the free throw line. He's got the ball. Now he throws it up there. The shot's going to be good. Jared Samuelson throws up his second free throw right down the hole. And Gretna grabs a two-point advantage here in the first quarter. 12-10 is the score. And now the Knights will apply some backcourt pressure here. St. Cecilia will inbound. Hawks will bring things up. Zach Kitten has got the ball. He's double-teamed back here. Kitten looking. Finally gets it away. Tommy O'Keefe has got it. His pass will be intercepted. Intercepted by Knight. Fourth turnover on St. Cecilia. Knight gets the ball away. Driving for the hole. His skirt line shot is up there. No good. The ball tapped around. It goes to the far sideline. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Gretton the ball. Last touch there by Cannon Howell of St. Cecilia. So the Dragons applying some full-court pressure in that last possession. They got the turnover, but they couldn't convert at their room. And in the ball game now, Thomas Skok. Coming out will be Trevor Ernst for St. Cecilia. Into the ball game again for the Gretna Dragons will be Jared Samuelson. Coming out is going to be Emmett Knight. The Dragons will play things in off of the far sideline. Nate Skirdla gets it into Jackson Coleman. Coleman down to Michael Johnson out here in 3 points territory. 10 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. The Dragons will go for the final shot here. Michael Johnson drives it, gives it up to Samuelson. Samuelson back outside the ring here. Michael Johnson, 1 second. Here's Samuelson. His shot is up there too strong. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books tonight in Bullets High School basketball from Gretna. The score, it's Gretna 12, Hastings St. Cecilia 10. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We're located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. One quarter in the books here tonight, 12-10 is the score. The Gretna Dragons on the top of Hastings St. Cecilia in boys play. Gretna will inbound the ball on the opening possession of the second quarter. Gretna shooting to our basket to our right here tonight. They've got the ball in their offensive zone right now with Nate Skirdla, picked up by Dayton Seeley out here in three-point territory. Skirdla trying to drive it. Gives it up now to Donahue. Gives it back to Skirdla over in the wing on the left side. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here near the 10-second line. Here's Donahue. Runs the offense. There's a feed down to Coleman. And 3 feet back to Donahue. Down in the corner right side to Johnson. His shot's off of the mark. No good. Long rebound comes down here. The ball's being tapped around. It's picked up here by Donahue. St. Cecilia had it and lost it right about the 10-second line. Here's Nate Skirdla with the ball for Gretna. Comes out in 3 point territory to Donahue. Donahue double-teamed. He gets the ball away down to Nate Skirdla. St. Cecilia is still, but now they're going to go to a zone defense, it looks like here. St. Cecilia in a zone defense to begin the second quarter. Here's Samuelson with the ball. Two-handed pass comes cross-court to Johnson. Johnson here on the near sideline. Comes back out into 3 point territory to Skirdla. Now to Johnson. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside. Dumps it down low. Coleman has got the ball. They work it back around to the deep left corner. Shot is up there and in by Samuelson. Jared Samuelson, a long two-pointer just inside the ring. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Gretna is out to a four-point lead now over St. Cecilia, 14-10. Dayton Seeley has got the ball back in the offensive zone, and a foul is going to be called. St. Cecilia facing pressure again. Asher goes to the far sideline to Dayton Seeley, who is fouled in the play. That's going to be team foul number three on Gretna as the foul goes here on Jackson Coleman. That's going to be his second. So the Hawks will inbound the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it into Brooks Asher. 14-10 is the score. Gretna's got the lead. Dayton Seeley deep in the corner on the right side for the Hawks. He puts it on the floor, dribbles up high on the block. Bounce pass goes inside. Thomas Skok to the free throw line. Now to Zach Kitten outside to Asher. Asher holding the ball just to the left of the circle on the dribble. Asher here right in front of the Gretna bench has to get rid of it. He does. Zach Kitten now drives the ball down the right side of the lane to the goal. His shot is up there. No good. Had his own rebound. Had it knocked out of his hands. And now a whistle. And looks like Gretna was out of bounds. Samuelson knocked the ball away from Zach Kitten on the baseline, but they were out of bounds. So St. Cecilia will inbound the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. That's going to be Alex Sheehy, the trigger man here for the Hawks. Goes over to Dayton Seeley, back down in the corner to Sheehy. Lobs the ball inside to a Kitten. Kitten drives the baseline. His shot is up there and in. Zach Kitten scoring for St. Cecilia. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. It's 14-12. St. Cecilia down by 2 points. Jared Samuelson has got the ball here for Gretna. Brings it back into the offensive zone for the Dragons. He runs the offense over to Michael Johnson. High left side. Back out to Coleman between the circles. Left side again to Nate Skirdla. Back out to Coleman. He drives it to the elbow. Left side of the lane. Now to Michael Johnson. Johnson down to Coleman. Comes across the top to Samuelson. Near sideline to Skirdla. He drives the ball to the elbow on the right side of the lane. Bombs pass over to Coleman on the far sideline. Drives to the hole. His shot's going to be blocked down. Ball is recovered here by Thomas Skulk. Here come the Hawks. 14-12 is the score. St. Cecilia trailing. There's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good. Big collision in the lane. 3-4 bodies hit the floor. Now we got a traveling violation. I think Gretna finally ended up with it down there in the baseline. A traveling violation is called here on the Dragons. That's going to be their second turnover of the ball game. St. Cecilia has got four. The Hawks are trailing in the contest by a score of 14-12, 5:24 to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia inbounds the ball to Brooks Asher down in the corner to Sheehy. His shot is up and in, a three-pointer. Alex Sheehy from deep in the right corner hits the tray, and the Hawks go back on top by a score of 15-14. St. Cecilia has outscored Gretna 5-2 so far to begin the second quarter of play. There's a ball that's going to be swiped away, and then St. Cecilia tries to save it over there, and they can't do it. Ball is knocked loose by Zach Kitten. He tries to save it from going out of bounds. He tries to knock it off with the leg of Nate Skirdla, but Zach Kitten was out of bounds. Now coming down to the scorers table for St. Cecilia and checking into the ball game for the Hawks is going to be Grant Schmidt. Grant Schmidt into the ball game now, a 6'1" freshman. As he checks in there, going out would be Thomas Skok. 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter, 15-14. St. Cecilia's got the lead here in boys high school basketball. Coleman has got it. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out between the circles to Donahue. St. Cecilia back to a man-to-man defense. Donahue comes over here to the near sideline, and Nate Skirdla. His pass deflected. Skirdla picks it back up. Out of the top of the circle, that's going to be Donahue with the ball to Skirdla. Lobs it down low on the right side to a Michael Johnson down here in the baseline. Skirdla here on the near sideline. Drives it inside the free throw circle. Good defense by St. Cecilia. Out here to Michael Johnson to Skirdla. Lobs the ball now to Samuelson. He dribbles it into the lane, forces up a shot over Sheehy. The ball is going to be partially deflected by Sheehy, and Sheehy brings the ball out of there for St. Cecilia. 15-14, the Hawks with a one-point lead. Seeley for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Coleman. Jackson Coleman has got it now for Gretna. Comes on the near sideline to Samuelson. A big collision, and a foul is going to be called. Dayton Seeley picks up the personal foul for the Hawks. That's going to be his first. Team foul number six on St. Cecilia here in the first half of play. 4:08 to play in the opening half. St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 15-14 in boys high school basketball tonight. Here's Carter Donahue with the ball. St. Cecilia with the man-to-man defense. Donahue over to Samuelson. Free throw line extended all the way to the right sideline. Comes out on top now to Donahue. Donahue holds the ball, looking. Now he drives it down the left side of the lane, kicks it down in the corner to Coleman for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Seeley. Dayton Seeley has got the ball for the Hawks. Left-handed dribble across the timeline as he hustles back the other way. Seeley hands the ball away. That's Asher with the ball out here. Out of Dayton Seeley again, right side of the circle, down in the corner. That's Grant Schmidt with the ball. Gets it out to Seeley for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Schmidt. Schmidt keeps it alive. Gets it back into the hands of Dayton Seeley. Seeley comes on the near sideline. Is Zach Kitten in a traveling violation? Kitten grabs the ball here on the near sideline. He's going to drive it to the hole, and a traveling violation is called on him. End of the ball game now for the Hawks is going to be Alex Tino. Coming out is going to be Zach Kitten. Also coming out of the ball game is going to be Dayton Seeley. And checking back in there for the Blue Hawks is Brooks Asher. 15-14 is the score. St. Cecilia with a one-point lead. We're already down to 3:18 to play here in the second quarter. With the ball is going to be Carter Donahue. Picked up there by Cannon Howell. Comes to the near sideline to Coleman. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Gives it away to Michael Johnson. He dribbles left to right across the free throw line. Gives it to Donahue. He drives the ball to the goal. His shot is up there. It's blocked down and the foul is called. Alex Sheehy picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number seven on St. Cecilia. So now Gretna has reached the bonus here. Going to the free throw line is going to be Carter Donahue. Donahue will have two shots as he was fouled in the active shooting. He's an 80% foul shooter in the season. 4 out of 5 from the free throw line this year. Donahue's shot is up there, and it's going to be off of the mark. No good. Gretna now 2 out of 3 on free throws tonight. Gretna played in their own holiday basketball tournament this year. back on the December 27th and December 28th. This is the first game since. They did not play last weekend, so they're just coming off of their Christmas break here after several days off. St. Cecilia played a week ago and beat Sandy Creek on a Saturday. Next shot is up there by Donahue. It's going to be good. So he hits one out of two from the free throw line, and we are tied up at 15 points apiece. We got 2 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the second quarter from Gretna tonight. Deep in the right corner, Cannon Howell has got the ball, puts it on the floor, dribbles out here, gives it to Alex Tino, drives it into the lane, stops there, Tino in trouble, kicks it out here to Howell, his three-pointer is put up there, way off the mark, no good. Rebound is loose, is picked up in the lane by Schmidt, his shot no good. Rebound to Donahue. Carter Donahue runs it back the other way for Gretna. Donahue, lob pass down low, his shot is up and in. Wide open down there was Isaiah Workman, and Isaiah weighs her in, another break. It's now a 17-15 ball game. Gretna goes out on top. The Dragons attacking here in backcourt. St. Cecilia breaks it easily. Cannon Howell with the ball. Now he's trapped along the baseline. Cannon Howell comes out on top to Alex Tino, and Kevin Asher wants to burn a timeout. Timeout, Hastings St. Cecilia. 2 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the second quarter. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics, teams, and coaches. Get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Well, last night we were in Lincoln for Hastings College basketball with Nebraska Wesleyan. The Broncos picking up two wins there. In Gretna tonight for the Hastings St. Cecilia boys. And tomorrow night we'll travel with the Adams Central Patriots as they head to Loup City tomorrow night. It'll be Adams Central playing Loup City Arcadia in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Action gets underway at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. 7:30, actually 7:45 for the boys. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 5:45 tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central playing at Loup City Arcadia on Friday, and then Hastings College basketball again on Sunday afternoon as the Broncos take on Nebraska Kearney at the Osborne Sports Complex beginning at 2. And now we've got a foul called here as St. Cecilia was attempting to inbound the ball here. And a personal is going to be whistled on Connor Donahue of Gretna on a hold. So Donahue picks up his second personal foul. That's just the fourth team foul on the Dragons. So no free throws. Brooks Asher will inbound the ball for St. Cecilia down in the corner to Tommy O'Keefe, who's in the ball game now. Brings it back to Asher out here in 3-point territory. St. Cecilia down by 2, 17-15. Asher sends the ball right side of the lane, spinning toward the baseline, putting up a shot at Skoke. It's going to be no good. Skoke gets his own rebound. Down he goes, and a jump ball is called. Thomas Skoke misses the first shot, got his own rebound back, and then he was tied up in the play. Possession arrow was pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Hawks will play things in. Baseline right side underneath the old basket, 17-15. Gretna's got a two-point lead. Asher plays it in. Skoke mishandles the ball, picks it back up. Goes down in the corner to Asher. Outside down to Alex Tino. Comes across the top to Cannon Howell. Brings it back left side to Brooks Asher, directing some traffic. Asher fires up a three ball from the top of the key. His shot no good. Rebound Workman. Isaiah Workman down the near sideline to Michael Johnson. Johnson comes over here to Knight, who's back into the ball game. Bombs it over to Donahue. Deep in the corner on the left side, picked up there by Cannon Howell of St. Cecilia. There's a lob pass to the near side. Johnson for three. Shots off of the mark, no good. Ball is lost out of bounds, and it was last touch there by Howell. He was battling Carter Donahue down there. They say it was last touch by Cannon Howell. Cannon discussing the play there with the referee down here on the baseline. But they point Gretna's way, so the Dragons will play things in. It's going to be Emmett Knight triggering things in. Here comes Sheehy back into the ball game. Coming out is going to be Cannon Howell. 1:32 to play, 17-15. St. Cecilia down by 2 points. Michael Johnson goes to Knight. He drives the ball. There's a pass down to Workman. He drives the baseline. He puts up a shot. It's up there and good, and he's fouling the play. Isaiah Workman gets the field goal to go down as he drives it from the right corner toward the goal. Thomas Skoke is going to be the guilty party for St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 8 on the Blue Hawks. 19-15 is the score now. As Gretna has got the lead, Isaiah Workman will go to the free throw line. He's 6'2" and sophomore here for the Dragons of Gretna High School. Workman fires up the shot. It's up there good. A three-point play. So Workman now with 5 points in the ball game. Here comes Emmett Knight back into the ball game for Gretna. And checking out will be Jared Samuelson. So the biggest lead of the ball game for either team. It's 5 points now. Gretna's got the lead 20-15. We've reached a minute and 20 seconds to play here in this first half. Brooks Stasher with the ball down the right sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Picks up the dribble. Goes to Tino. Tino down in the corner to Zach Kitten. He puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Asher. Right side of the lane. Bounce pass to Thomas Skok. Jump pass comes over here to Sheehy. Entry pass to Kitten. Left side of the lane. Back to Sheehy. Comes across the top to Alex Tino. Tino holds the ball. Here's a lob pass. Inside again. Thomas Skok. He is double teamed. Skok comes out here to Sheehy. Across the top to Tino. Near sideline. Asher. Shot for three. Good. Greg Stasher throws up his second three-pointer from right in front of the Gretna bench. He's got 6 points in the ball game, and the Hawks are back within two. 20-18 is the score. Gretna has got the lead. Dragons have the ball. Here's Donahue with the ball now to Michael Johnson. Gives it back to Donahue. St. Cecilia is staying in their man-to-man defense. Nate Skurdla just to the right of the circle. Skurdla goes the other way to Carter Donahue. He holds the ball back out here to Michael Johnson. We'll see if Gretna plays for the final shot here. We're down to 20 seconds to play. They back it on out near the 10-second line. Goes over to Emmett Knight. He holds the ball against Alex Tino. Emmett Knight just holding the ball out here in 3 point territory. Now puts it on the floor. Dribbles against Tino. The ball knocked away. Ball is loose. The scramble is on. It's picked up by Workman. He loses control. It's picked up by Knight. He throws up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Sheehy, and that's the end of the first half of play. So Gretna didn't get the shot they wanted there at the end of the first half as the ball was knocked loose by Alex Tino. And finally, a desperation three thrown up there by Knight at the buzzer was no good. And that's the end of the first half of the play. So a quick moving game here tonight. At halftime, boys high school basketball in Gretna. Gretna's got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. It's the Dragons 20, Hastings St. Cecilia 18. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Baranol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, Division of Pro Team Design.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Gretna, boys high school basketball at 1230 KHAS. We're at halftime. It's Gretna out on top of St. Cecilia by a score of 20-18. Neither team able to break away with much of a lead here in the first 16 minutes of this one. Gretna scored first, making a 2-0 ball game. St. Cecilia came back to tie things up and eventually went ahead 5-2. Gretna comes back and grabs an 8-7 advantage. St. Cecilia goes back out on top 10-8. We were tied at 10 points apiece. And Gretna led at the end of the first quarter by a score of 12-10. St. Cecilia came back to grab a 15-14 lead early in the second quarter of play. We were tied up at 15. Gretna goes ahead 20-15. Right now our score at halftime is Gretna 20 and Hastings St. Cecilia 18. We'll check the scoring for the Blue Hawks. Four players have scored thus far. Brooks Asher has knocked down a couple of three-pointers. He's got 6 points here in the first half. Zach Kitten, he has got 3 2-point field goals. He's got 6 points. Only two other guys have scored. Alex Sheehy has knocked down a three-pointer for St. Cecilia. And Alex Tino has knocked down a three-pointer for 3 points. So St. Cecilia has hit 4 3-pointers so far. 4 3-pointers and 2 2-point field goals here in the ballgame. They have not been in the free throw line in the first 16 minutes of play. So Zach Kitten with 6 points. Brooks Asher with 6. 3 from Alex Sheehy and 3 for Alex Tino. That's all she wrote for St. Cecilia. 18 points on the board here in the first half of play. Jared Samuelson is leading Gretna. He has got 6 points in the ball game. Samuelson has got a couple of field goals, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Connor Donahue, he has got 5 points. Donahue has got a couple of field goals. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Isaiah Workman, he's got 2 field goals. He's 1 out of 1 from the line. He's got 5 points. Michael Johnson has got a field goal for 2. And Nate Skirdler has got a field goal for 2. Gretton is 4 out of 5 from the free throw line in the first half of play. The Dragons have turned the ball over 2 times. Hastings St. Cecilia has turned the ball over 5 times. So the score at halftime, it is Gretna out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia by 2 points to score the Dragons 20 and the Blue Hawks 18. You're listening to the halftime show tonight from Gretna, Boys High School Basketball on 1230 KHIS. We'll be back with more right after this.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at halftime in Gretna tonight, boys high school basketball, 20-18 is the score. Gretna has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. Naturally, with an early start tonight here in Gretna, not a whole lot of action going on as far as final scores are concerned tonight. The Nebraska basketball teams are going to be in action. In fact, the Nebraska women, they are playing on the road tonight at Michigan State. That ball game is underway. The Nebraska men getting ready to take on Michigan. That will be at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. The Huskers are 7-0 at Pinnacle Bank Arena so far this season. They have not lost in their brand-new building, but it will be a tough test tonight as Michigan will take on the Huskers. That one is scheduled for 8 o'clock tonight. We've got the action on the breeze this evening. KOIQ 94.5 pregame show just now getting started. 8 o'clock tip-off scheduled in Lincoln between the Huskers and the Michigan Wolverines. The score here is 20-18. Gretna has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Plenty of more basketball coming your way on our network of stations here this weekend. Tomorrow night, we'll head for Arcadia Loup City. Adams Central will be playing a girls-boys basketball doubleheader in Loup City tomorrow night against the new co-op, Arcadia Loup City. They're called the Rebels now. It'll be a 6 o'clock tip-off for the girls and 7:45 for the boys. We'll be on there with a pregame show at 5:45. Tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. We mentioned the Nebraska men's basketball game that's on tonight on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5, 8 o'clock tip-off. Pre-game show is already underway. Tomorrow night on the breeze, we've got USHL hockey. The Omaha Lancers is going to be in town to take on the Tri-City Storm. Face-off will be at 7:30. Pre-game show will be at 7:15 on the breeze. Tri-City Storm also in action on Saturday. They take on Sioux Falls, so the Storm with a busy weekend this weekend. The Storm will take on Sioux Falls on Saturday, 7:05 for the face-off. Pre-game show will be at 6:50 on the breeze. Then on Sunday, we've got college basketball action here on 1230 KHIS. Nebraska Kearney going to be in town to take on Hastings as they renew this basketball rivalry. 2 o'clock for the tip-off. We'll have a special pre-game show beginning at 1 on Sunday afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. Huskers also playing the Husker men's basketball team on Sunday. They will take on Purdue. Pre-game show will be at 10 o'clock in the morning with a tip-off at 11. That game will be on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. So plenty of basketball, plenty of hockey coming your way this weekend on our network of stations here at Platte River Radio. Again, Brooks Asher, Zach Kitten leading the way for Hastings St. Cecilia, 6 points apiece here in the first half. Alex Tino has got 3. Alex Sheehy has got 3. The Blue Hawks have not been to the free throw line yet tonight. Gretna getting 6 points from Jared Samuelson in the first half. Connor Donahue and Isaiah Workman each with 5 points, 2 points apiece for Nate Skirdla and 2 for Michael Johnson. And that's the way we stand here at the break. It is the Gretna Dragons out on top of St. Cecilia by a score of 20-18. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Facing St. Cecilia in action here tonight. The St. Cecilia boys basketball team. In fact, they're the only team out of the all the Hastings teams that are seeing action here tonight on the road here in Gretna as we get ready for the second half of play. 20-18 is the score. Dragons have a 2-point lead. Gretna led at the end of the first quarter by a score of 12-10. A very deliberate basketball game so far. Each possession has been very important here. St. Cecilia has turned the ball over five times compared to two for Gretna here in the basketball game. A combined 38 points scored between the two teams here tonight. Now the official is talking with Kevin Asher here at the scorer's table. As we get ready to go, Gretna is going to, I think, inbound the ball here on the near sideline. So the conversation continues here in front of the scorer's table to begin this second quarter of play. Yeah, everything must be all right. Nothing but grins down there, and it's going to be, let's see. The officials are still trying to figure out what's going on here, so you get ready for the second half. 20-18 is the score. Gretna has got the lead. The officials come back out here, and they're going to inbound the ball off of the right side, so whatever the discussion was has no direct result of what's going on in the floor here. It's going to be Gretna inbounding the ball to begin this third quarter of play. So we're set to go after a brief delay there. They get it into Michael Johnson. Gretna will shoot to our basket to our left here in the second half of play. They've got a two-point lead. Donahue has got the ball. St. Cecilia will open up his second half in a man-to-man defense. Here's Samuelson driving. Kick pass out here to Johnson on the near side. Lobs it back in to Samuelson with his back to the basket. Spins toward the baseline. Puts up a shot and scores. Jared Samuelson scores. He's got 8 points in the ball game. It's now a 22-18 ball game early in this third quarter from Gretna. Dayton Seeley has got the ball. Breaks the pressure. Moves it down in the corner. Brings it back here to Seeley. Free throw line extended right side. Thomas Skoke has got it now. Back out to Seeley. 4-3. Shot is up there. He buries it. Dayton Seeley, a 19% three-point shooter, hits his first shot here in the second half, a three-pointer. And the Hawks are back within 1 point, 22-21. Gretna has got the ball. Here's Michael Johnson. Free throw line extended left side for the Dragons. Comes out here to Carter Donahue, 25 feet away from the basket. Now to Samuelson. Samuelson to the right sideline. Johnson for three. Shot up there. No good. Down off the rebound. Goes out of bounds. Gretna ball. Last test there by St. Cecilia. So the Gretna Dragons will inbound the ball. That was last touch by Zach Kitten of the Hawks. Inbounding the ball will be Nate Skurdla for the Gretna Dragons. Skurdla holds it. Goes over to Johnson. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside the ring now. Backs it back out. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. Johnson comes over here to Donahue. Brings it back down in the corner. A long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good by Johnson. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia's Thomas Skoke. Skoke gets the ball into the hands of Brooks Asher. Down to Sheehy, down in the corner to Asher, deep in the corner on the right side. St. Cecilia down by 1 point, 22-21. Top of the key is Zach Kitten, goes over to Dayton Seeley. Seeley holds the ball, two-handed pass, comes over here to Asher, gets away, fires up a 15-footer and hits it. Brooks Asher now with 8 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia grabs the lead here in the third quarter by a score of 23-22 with 6 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Nate Skirtley with the ball now for Gretna. Comes over to Carter Donahue. Donahue here on the new sideline, dribbles to the top of the key. Goes over there to a Michael Johnson. Entry pass to Skirtley, drives it down the lane. His shot is up there and in. Skirtley grabs that one right at the free throw line and takes it down to paint and scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game. It's 24-23. Gretna goes back out on top. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Sheehy, dribbles left to right across the top of the key. Hands it away down to Asher. Asher moves it to the far side. That's Seeley. Drives a shot up there from 5 feet away. It's going to be no good. We got a foul call on the rebound. Personal foul here is going to go on, looks like, Nate Skirdla of Gretna. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number one of the Dragons here in the second half. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Into the ball game is going to be Jackson Coleman now. Jackson Coleman comes in for Gretna. Isaiah Workman checks out. 5 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the third quarter, 24-23. Gretna's got a one-point lead. St. Cecilia inbounds the ball. Dayton Seeley has got it here at the top of the key. Gretna's in a man-to-man defense. Dayton Seeley goes over to Brooks Asher. Asher, left side of the lane, comes the other way. Here's Sheehy. His shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Rebound Seeley sends it down low. His shot is up there. No good by Thomas Skoke. He's fouling the play. So St. Cecilia with the offensive board getting a second chance there. And Thomas Skoke is fouling the play. The personal is going to be whistled on Donahue. And that's going to be his third. So Carter Donahue now for the Gretna Dragons with three personal fouls. Skoke to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. Skoke is a 66% foul shooter on the season. That's his first point tonight. That's the first free throw that St. Cecilia has thrown up there tonight. And in the ball game is going to be Emmett Knight. Knight comes in. Donahue checks out. So Thomas Skoke will have one more. His shot is up there. It's good. So it's not until the 5.5 minute mark in the third quarter that St. Cecilia got some free throws. Thomas Skoke hits them both, and the Blue Hawks go back out on top now. By the score of 25-24, neither team has had more than a 4 point lead here in this basketball game so far. Jackson Coleman has got the ball, now to Michael Johnson. Johnson down to Nate Skirdla, directing traffic out here, 35 feet away from the basket. Comes over here to Jared Samuelson, to Skirdla. Far sideline to Johnson, back out to Skirdla. Skirdla dribbles to the top of the key, comes over here to Samuelson. Is throw the ball around the perimeter. St. Cecilia has gone to a zone, deep in the left corner. Shot is up there and in. Jackson Coleman nails a three-pointer. He's been hitting 12% of his three-pointers this year, and he hits one against the St. Cecilia zone from deep in the left corner. It's now a 27-25 ball game. Gretna goes back out on top by 2 points, under 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Alex Sheehy behind his screen from Thomas Skoke comes to the near sideline down to Brooks Asher. His Seeley thinks about the three, still holds the ball, but give him plenty of room. Seeley won't take the shot, over to Sheehy. Sheehy brings it back to Zach Kitten on the right side. Kitten comes back out on top to Brooks Asher, over to Sheehy. Down low to Seeley. Kicks it back out to Sheehy for three. His shot is up there around the rim and falls off. No good. Rebound. Kitten follows shot. No good. And the rebound comes down to Coleman. Thomas Skoke misses that one from point blank range. Jackson Coleman brings it back the other way. Knight deep in the right corner now for Gretna. Comes out to Samuelson. Comes across the top now to Nate Skirdla. There's Knight at the free throw line. Kicks it over here to a Coleman. Back out on top. A three-pointer put up there. No good by Skirdla. And the rebound comes down to Zach Kitten for Easting St. Cecilia. Off to Seeley. Runs it back the other way with a right-handed dribble. Lobs the ball down low. Skoke grabs it. A shot blocked down, but a foul called. Skoke is hammered in the play. And Thomas now goes to the free throw line here for the Hawks. Jackson Coleman picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. So Donahue has got three. Jackson Coleman has got three. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia again will be Thomas Skoke. He had a couple of free throws just a few seconds ago. This gives St. Cecilia the lead. The Hawks are now trailing by two, 27-25. Skoke will have another two shots here. His first one catches the front lip and goes right down through the hole. All 3 points tonight for Thomas Skoke from the free throw line. Derek Boyd now comes into the ball game for St. Cecilia. Alex Tino also checking in there. So Derek Boyd is in there for the first time tonight, a 6'2" and sophomore for the Blue Hawks. Skoke's next free throw is up there. That's going to be short. And the rebound comes down here to Gretna. So it's a 27-26 ball game. The Dragons with a 1 point lead here in the third quarter with 3 minutes and 46 seconds to play. Donahue has got the ball. Donahue picked up out there by Thomas Skoke. Donahue dribbles with it now to Michael Johnson. Comes over here to Jackson Coleman. Top of the circle is Donahue. Gives it away to Michael Johnson. Playing catch out here in three-point territory. Moves it down to the right side of the block. Dribbling with the ball is Skirtla. Puts it up there left-handed in the lane. A shot no good. Rebound comes down to Asher. Asher having problems with the dribble. Now gets it under control. Brings it across the 10-second line to Boyd. Now to Sheehy. To Asher. To Tino. Cranks up the three ball. Shot is off of the front iron. No good. Bound for the rebound. It's brought down by Coleman. Jackson Coleman runs her back the other way. Gets it to Nate Skirtla. Down low. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip try no good. Now it does go down through the hole. Catches the front lip and goes down through the hole, and he's fouling the play. The personal is going to be whistled on Brooks Asher. That's going to be his third. Give the field goal to Nate Skirtla. Now Skirtla goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Well, that one nearly rattled out of there. Just catches the front lip and spins down through the hole. Nate Skirtla with a chance to make this a three-point play. Gretna has now got a three-point lead at 29-26. We're in the third quarter tonight with 3 minutes and 4 seconds to play. Nate Skirtla to the free throw line is 62% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there and in, so that's a three-point play. It's now a 30-26 ball game. This matches the biggest lead of the ball game for either team here tonight, 4 points. Alex Tino has got it for the Hawks. Thanks to say working against this man-to-man defense. Here's Grant Schmidt in the ball game. Now he's got the ball, the freshman out here in three-point territory. Tino down in the corner to Brooks Asher. Now we've got a illegal screen set up there. It's going to be Alex Tino being charged with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. So Alex Tino gets hit with a personal foul. His second. That's going to be turnover number 6 on St. Cecilia. So now the Gretna Dragons have a chance to add to their total here. 30-26 is the score. Matches the biggest lead of the ball game for either team. Carter Donahue has got the ball to Michael Johnson out here in three-point territory. Johnson gives it away to Nate Skirtla. Skirtla out of Donahue. Comes over here on the wing to Michael Johnson. Dribbling with the ball. Sends it back out here. Two-handed pass comes out to Nate Skirtla. Moves it over on the right sideline. It's going to be Donahue. His pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Sheehy. A turnover. That's going to be the third turnover on the Gretna Dragons here in the ball game. Here's Brooks Asher for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. Asher gets the roll on a high hop. He's now got 11 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia back to within 1 point now, 30-29. We're down to 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter from Gretna High School tonight. Nate Skirtla has got the ball for the Dragons. Here's Carter Donahue now. Moves over to Michael Johnson, 25 feet away from the basket. Just to the right of the circle here. Jared Samuelson back out to Nate Skirtla. On the right sideline, that's going to be Michael Johnson with the ball. He lobs it inside, grabbing the ball as Workman. His shot is up there, and it's no good. Misses the easy one, and the rebound comes down to Asher. St. Cecilia with a chance to pull ahead here with a field goal. 30-29, here's Tino. Tino down in the corner to Sheehy. The ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Getting his hands on it there was Jared Samuelson. Here comes Dayton Seeley back into the ball game now for the Blue Hawks. .131 to play here in the third quarter, 30-29. Gretna has got a one-point lead over St. Cecilia tonight. Dayton Seeley will inbound the ball. Alex Tino down in the corner who brings it back to Dayton Seeley. Puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. There's Brooks Asher. He dribbles to the free throw line. Nice pass down low to Tino. His shot is no good. Tino misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down here to Gretna. Running back the other way is going to be Jared Samuelson. 1:14 to play in the third quarter. It's 30-29. Gretna with a lead. Long pass inside to Workman. Grabs the ball, shoots and scores. Isaiah Workman hits his third field goal of the ball game. He's got 7 points, and Gretna goes back out on top by a score of 32-29. Under a minute to play here in the third quarter. Alex Tino with the ball just across the 10-second line. Picked up there by Nate Skirtla. There's a feed over to Dayton Seeley on the near sideline. The Hawks are trailing by 3 points here. Dayton Seeley out to Alex Tino in three-point territory. Again picked up by Skirtla. Tino backs up, comes over here to Dayton Seeley. Down to 40 seconds to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia down by 3 points. Holding the ball out here in three-point territory. For St. Cecilia is going to be Dayton Seeley. Now he puts it on the floor and dribbles out. And he comes out near the 10-second line. St. Cecilia will go for the final shot here. We're down to 24 seconds to play. Kevin Asher, the head coach for the Hawks, directing the troops around the block here. We're down to 15 seconds to go. Dayton Seeley just holding on to the ball out here in 3 points territory. Sends it over to Tino on the far sideline. Tino back out to Dayton Seeley. 7 seconds. Seeley, right side of the circle. He's in trouble. Dayton Seeley, he's Got to get rid of it. Finally, he does. He gets it here on the right side. A shot put up there by Grant Schmidt is no good from 17. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. So St. Cecilia didn't work that one very well. Their final possession of the third quarter. Grant Schmidt throws up a desperation three-pointer from the right side of the key. Three quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. Gretna's got the lead. It's the Dragons 32, St. Cecilia 29. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
The scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. First score in for girls high school basketball tonight. Norris beat Waverly by a score of 44-41. Nebraska Kearney's women's basketball team winners over Northwest Missouri. Final score of 70-59 tonight in Kearney. 32-29 here. Hastings St. Cecilia is trailing Gretna in boys high school play. St. Cecilia with the ball, and we got Tino having problems with it on the far sideline. Loses control of the dribble. Now we got a jump ball is called. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Gretna. So each possession important here. St. Cecilia coming out of their third and fourth quarter break. They mess things up, and St. Cecilia turns the ball over for the seventh time here in this basketball game. Got a three-point deficit to make up, and the Dragons come back in their offensive zone. Here's Donahue with the ball. Donahue gets it out to Skirdler, brings it back to Donahue. Free throw line extended left side. Donahue open at three-point territory, won't take the shot. Samuelson gets it over to Skirdler, drives the ball down the lane. His shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouling the play. Skirdler takes the ball right to the rack there for the Dragons, and a personal foul is going to be called on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Tino. That's going to be his third. Check that. Four fouls now on Alex Tino. Going to the free throw line is going to be Nate Skirdla. He's got 7 points in the ball game now for the Dragons. He's one out of one from the free throw line. Skirdla's shot is up there. The shot good. Skirdla, 62% foul shooter in the season. Gretna is a team hitting 66% of their foul shots. And the Dragons now have a 4-point lead. It is 33-29. Here comes a second shot by Skirdla. That's going to be short, no good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. So a 4-point lead here for the Dragons, the biggest lead of the ball game early in the fourth quarter. Dayton Seeley has got the ball. Looks like the Dragons will go with a zone defense here in this fourth period. Dayton Seeley, entry pass to get it inside is Zach Kitten, and a foul is going to be called. Nope, it's going to be a traveling violation on Kitten. St. Cecilia fans can't believe that one down in front of us, and a traveling violation is called on Kitten, turnover number 8. So the Hawks turn the ball away the first two possessions here in the fourth quarter. 33-29 is the score. The Hawks are down by 4 points. Here's Connor Donahue with the ball. Donahue out here in 3-point territory. Gives it away to Michael Johnson. Back out to Donahue. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. Here's Nate Skirdla. Left side of the circle. Pass out here to Donahue. Top of the key to the right sideline. Johnson for three. Shot good. Michael Johnson knocks down a 3-ball. He's got 5 points. And now the Dragons lead by a score of 36-29. Their biggest lead of the ball game with 6:33 to play here in this fourth quarter. Michael Johnson knocking down a 3-ball. Here's Alex Sheehy with it now. Comes out to a Dayton Seeley. The ball knocked loose, but Seeley picks it back up near the 10-second line. Down to Brooks Asher. St. Cecilia needs a bucket here. Here's a Dayton Seeley for 3. His shot is up there. That one rims off. No good. Sheehy grabs a rebound. He's stripped of the ball as he goes up for the shot. He's going to be fouling the play. So now Alex Sheehy will go to the free throw line here for the Blue Hawks. St. Cecilia has fallen behind now. 36-29. We are in the fourth quarter. A personal foul whistled on Donahue. That's going to be his fourth for Gretna. To the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Alex Sheehy. He's got just 3 points in the ball game tonight. He's the leading scorer in the team for St. Cecilia, averaging 11 points per ball game. He knocks down his first free throw here. Alex Sheehy is an 86% foul shooter. Isaiah Workman comes back into the ball game now for Gretna. Workman is a 6'2" and sophomore. He's done a good job tonight. He will spell Connor Donahue's on the bench now with four personal fouls. Second shot, no good. Rebound, Sheehy. Puts up a shot, no good, and he's fouled again. So good heads-up play there by Alex Sheehy. Misses a free throw, gets his own rebound, drives the ball to the goal, and he is fouled again. This time the personal foul is whistled on Skirtler. That's going to be his second. So now Alex Sheehy will have a couple of more free throws. St. Cecilia trailing in the ball game by a score of 36-30. Sheehy's shot is up there. That one is good. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 62% of their free throws so far this year, 40% from the field, and just 24% from three-point territory. 36-31, Dragons leading. The second shot is up there, no good. Another offensive rebound, Thomas Koch. He goes up, his shot's no good, and he's fouling the play. So St. Cecilia with two big offensive rebounds after some missed free throws down here in the fourth quarter after they turned the ball away for the first two possessions. And now Thomas Koch will go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. He is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line today. His shot is up there, his shot is good. He was fouled in the after shooting, so he'll get one more. Here comes Emmett Knight back into the ball game now for Gretna. Going out is going to be Isaiah Workman. St. Cecilia has got the lead down to 4 points now, 36-32, thanks to these free throws. The next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. This time the rebound comes down to Nate Skirdla. So St. Cecilia is back within striking distance here, 36-32. 2 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter from Gretna High School tonight. Emmett Knight with the ball. Emmett Knight comes out here to Nate Skirdla. Free throw line extended right side. Michael Johnson has got it. Down to Jackson Coleman, who's back into the ball game. Nate Skirdla, still out here in three-point territory. Skirdla goes to Samuelson. They're about 25 feet away from the basket, just playing catch with it out here. With the ball on the far sideline is Michael Johnson. Gets it into the hands now of Nate Skirdla. Skirdla drives the ball to the top of the key. Gives it away now to Jared Samuelson. Samuelson backs her on out, brings it back here to Skirdla. He drives it down to the baseline. His short little five-footer is put up there, no good, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Zach Kitten with a board there for the Hawks. Gets it ahead down to Brooks Asher into the offensive scoring zone. The Hawks are down by 4 points, 36-32. Down in the corner is Sheehy. Dribbles once, comes out to Asher for three. Bingo! Brooks Asher knocks down a three ball from the top of the key. He's got 14 points in the ball game, 36-35. St. Cecilia has scored the last 6 points here in the ball game. We're down to 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter from Gretna High School tonight. Dragons have the ball. Far sideline is Nate Skirdla. Skirdla holds it. St. Cecilia is in the man-to-man. There's a pass down low. Coleman has got the ball on the right baseline. Coleman picked up there by Asher. Pass out to Knight. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball comes to the corner. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. So now the Hawks have a chance to pull ahead here with a field goal. 4 minutes and 42 seconds to play. St. Cecilia trailing Gretna by the score of 36-35. St. Cecilia playing things in here in backcourt as Sheehy will get things in to Dayton Seeley. And he'll bring the ball across the midcourt stripe. Man-to-man defense this time for the Gretna Dragons. Seeley goes over here to Sheehy. Inside the free throw circle to Skoke. Out to Dayton Seeley. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good from three-point territory. And the rebound comes down here to Samuelson. He takes it coast-to-coast all the way to the basket. His shot no good. Ball is loose. It comes to the near sideline. It goes down a bounce. And it was last touch there by Gretna. St. Cecilia will play things in. Down in the corner was Michael Johnson. He had his hands on it there and lost it out of bounds. 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter from Gretna tonight. Boys High School basketball. Gretna 36, St. Cecilia 35 as the Hawks come back with the basketball. Asher will give it away now to Dayton Seeley. Seeley crosses the midcourt stripe with a right-handed dribble, waist high. Now we got a timeout called here. Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia wants to talk things over. 4 minutes and 6 seconds to play. We're in quarter number four tonight to score. It's Gretna 36, Hastings St. Cecilia 35.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Scott and the crew assist you for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. You can call 402-462-4605. 36-35 is the score. Gretna has got a one-point lead here over Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks have battled all night long. The biggest lead of the ball game has been 7 points at 36-29 just a couple of minutes ago, but St. Cecilia getting some free throws and a three-pointer. And now the Hawks are back within 1 point at 36-35, and St. Cecilia has got the ball here with a chance to go out on top with a successful field goal here. Brooks Asher will inbound the ball for the Hawks. He gets it into a Dayton Seeley, who puts it on the floor and dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Rutten is in a man-to-man defense. Asher gets the ball back on the far sideline. The ball is a tap loose. The scramble is on. Two, three players at the deck. Finally, a jump ball is called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. So the Hawks maintain control here. Asher having the ball knocked loose on the far sideline. And the scramble ensued. Jump ball is called. And St. Cecilia will maintain control. Alex Sheehy will inbound the ball here for St. Cecilia. Sheehy gets into the hands of Thomas Skok. Brings it back to Sheehy. Left side of the circle, down in the corner. Seeley for three. His shot's going to be too strong. No good. Bound for the rebound, and a foul is going to be called. This one is going to go on Gretna. Rebounding foul in the Dragons inside. It's going to go on Jackson Coleman. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. So now the Dragons have a couple of guys in foul trouble. Coleman has got four. Donahue has got four. Zach Kitten will go to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia did not have any free throw in the first half of play. They're getting their opportunities here in half number two. Zach Kitten throws up the shot. It's going to be good. And now we're tied up at 36 points apiece. 3 minutes and 44 seconds to play in regulation here tonight. Kitten has got a chance to give St. Cecilia the lead. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Gretna. So we are tied at 36 points apiece with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in this basketball game. Jackson Coleman has got it. Left-handed dribble. Now he drives it down the right side of the lane. Kicks it down in the corner. Samuelson for three. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is lost on the baseline. It's picked up here by Sheehy. Alex Sheehy has got the ball to Dayton Seeley. Brings it down the near sideline. Gets the ball ahead. Now to Zach Kitten. Kitten holds the ball. Thomas Skok fell down in the lane. He gets back on his feet here. Here's Seeley with the ball out here in 3 points here. It's away. Gretton is in a man-to-man defense. We're tied up at 36 points apiece. Brooks Asher dribbles here on the near sideline. Asher out here in three-point territory. Now goes over to the far side to Dayton Seeley. Brings it back to Sheehy. 25 feet away from the basket. Drives it down to the right side of the lane. Stops. Forces up a shot from 12. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Going back up. A shot no good there by Skok. And now we got a battle and a foul called. Thomas Skok trying the follow shot. It wouldn't go. He got the ball back. And Jared Samuelson was all over him defensively. So Samuelson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Thomas Skok. He is 4 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight, 66% on the season. His shot is up there. It's no good. Thomas Skok will have one more as he was fouled in the active shooting. Here comes Grant Schmidt back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Alex Tino comes in. Brooks Asher comes to the bench for the Hawks. Also coming to the bench will be Zach Kitten. This is Thomas Skok at the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. That gives St. Cecilia the lead now. It's Gretna trailing Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 37-36 with 2 minutes and 49 seconds to go on a made free throw by Thomas Skok. So the Hawks now have a one-point lead here late in this basketball game. Here comes Nate Skirtley with the ball, and now head coach Brad Feakin for the Gretna boys basketball team. He wants to call a timeout here. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy, located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to fit your need. When you need irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters located in Hastings. 2 minutes and 44 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia with a one-point lead, 37-36 is the score. Gretna will inbound the ball here off the near sideline. Gretna led 20-18 at halftime here tonight. So Gretna has got the ball. Here's a Nate Skirdla. He's got it out here near the 10-second line to Jared Samuelson. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. Samuelson gets away, drives the ball to the hole. His shot is up there. No good that he's fouling the play. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Thomas Skolk, who ends up on the seat of his pants underneath the basket, but he picks up the personal foul for his efforts. The second foul on Thomas Skolk. Now going to the free throw line for Gretna is going to be Jared Samuelson. He's a 65% foul shooter in the season. He's 2 out of 2 so far tonight. Make it 3 out of 3 as that one goes down through the hole. And we're tied up at 37 points apiece. Here comes Isaiah Workman back into the ball game now for the Gretna Dragons. Also coming in will be Emmett Knight. We're tied up at 37 points apiece. Back to the free throw line will be Samuelson to try to give the Dragons the 1 point advantage. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. We're still tied. We're tied up at 37 points apiece with 2.5 to play. Here comes St. Cecilia with the ball. Alex Sheehy has got it as he trots it into the offensive zone. He stops here about 35 feet away from the basket. Comes over here to a Grant Schmidt. Schmidt in 3-point territory. Now to Brooks Asher. To the far sideline, Zach Kitten. Now to Grant Schmidt again. Man-to-man defense here for the Gretna Dragons. There's Sheehy with the ball. Dribbles to the free throw line. Stops there. Goes to Grant Schmidt. Approaching 2 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Alex Sheehy bombs the ball inside to Thomas Skolk. To the near sideline to Schmidt for three. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Samuelson. Hits the front iron and it's off there. Samuelson with the rebound. Down the near sideline to Johnson. Drives it to the rack. His shot from 7 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Brooks Asher. He brings it up here against Knight. Asher gets it away now to Sheehy. Near sideline to Grant Schmidt. Minute and 42 seconds to play. We're tying up at 37 points apiece here in the fourth quarter from Gretna tonight. Here's a Grant Schmidt with the ball, drilling with it in 3-point territory to Zach Kitten. Kitten puts it on the floor. Kitten brings it back to the center of the court now. He dribbles to the right side on the wing to Sheehy. Bombs it over there on the left side to Thomas Skolk. And now we got a timeout called here from head coach Kevin Asher. St. Cecilia a little unorganized in that possession. And now we got a minute and 23 seconds to play. Coach wants to make sure everybody gets a good shot and a good look at the basket right here. This timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy, 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 123 to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia has still got 2 timeouts left. Gretna has got 4 timeouts left here in the second half. The Hawks and the Dragons are tied up at 37 points apiece. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. They get it into Sheehy. Outside down to Dayton Seeley. Seeley has got it at the top of the key. Dribbles it down the right side of the lane to the goal. He goes in. He's going to be fouled into play. And Seeley will go to the free throw line now for the Hawks. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Michael Johnson. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number 9 on Gretna. St. Cecilia's got only 4 team fouls here in the second half, so they got a couple to waste. Dayton Seeley to the free throw line. He has not been there so far tonight. 55% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. That gives the Hawks the lead here, 38-37. Dayton Seeley gets the free throw to go down. Here comes Donahue back into the ballgame now for Gretna. Jackson Coleman comes back in. 38-37, St. Cecilia with a 1-point lead. Next shot by Seeley is up there and in. So Seeley hits a couple of free throws, and now St. Cecilia leads by the score of 39-37 with a minute and 14 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter from Gretna High School tonight, Jackson Coleman has got the ball. Jackson behind a double screen here at the top of the key. The ball poked loose here by Dayton Seeley. Coleman picks it back up on the right sideline, drives the ball, and a foul is going to be called. Nope, a timeout's going to be called. Head coach Brad Feakin gets up off of the bench and calls a timeout. They were driving the ball into the hole there. 1 minute exactly to play here in the fourth quarter. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. 1 minute to play in regulation. The score is St. Cecilia 39, Gretna 37. Throwing to Bowman is out for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So 1 minute to play here in this boys' high school basketball game tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia trying to win their seventh ball game of the season here this evening in 10 starts. They've got a two-point lead, 39-37 with a minute to play. Gretna will inbound the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Here's Jackson Coleman inbound the ball for the Dragons, and now another timeout's going to be called. So good defense there by St. Cecilia. They're unable to inbound the ball here. And head coach Brad Feakin has got another burn another timeout here, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. 1 minute to play. We'll be back right after this.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings. 1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at Gretna High School tonight. Been a good one. Biggest lead we've had in this ball game was 7 points. That was back at the 6:33 mark. On this fourth quarter, when Gretna opened up a 36-29 advantage, but St. Cecilia hitting some free throws. They hit a three in there. They eventually tied the score up at 36 points apiece. And now the Hawks have a two-point advantage here at 39-37. Gretna again attempting to inbound the ball. They'll stack the left side of the lane. They're trying to play things in, looking to get it in here to Johnson. His shot right in the lane is going to be no good. Rebound, St. Cecilia. Johnson misses one from about 5 feet away. And the rebound to Thomas Skokin. He's fouled in a play. Michael Johnson misses one for Gretna. They had an easy look at the basket about 5 feet away in the lane, and Johnson misses it. Thomas Skoke with a rebound, and he's immediately fouled in the play here by Johnson. Michael picks up his second. So now Thomas Skoke goes to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. That's the 10th team foul on Gretna. So this will be a two-shot foul. Skoke is 5 out of 8 from the free throw line tonight. His shot is up there. It's no good. It is no good. St. Cecilia is still with a two-point lead at 39-37. Skoke on the season is hitting 66% of his foul shots coming in here. He's now 5 out of 9 from the free throw line. Thomas Skoke's next foul shot is up there. It's good. So he hits 1 out of 2. St. Cecilia with a 3-point advantage. Still a one possession ball game. 55 seconds to play in regulation. St. Cecilia 40 and the Gretna Dragons 37. There's Nate Skirtle with the ball here for Gretna on the near sideline. Skirtle gets away, splits a couple of defenders, throws up a shot, blocking foul. Blocking foul here is going to be called on Dayton Seeley of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Blue Hawks. We'll see if this is going to be a shooting foul. They're going to say he was in the act of shooting. So Nate Skirdla goes to the free throw line to shoot 2 here for the Gretna Dragons. He is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 8 points in the ball game. A 62% foul shooter. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Emmett Knight comes into the ball game now for Gretna, replacing Carter Donahue. So it's a 3-point ball game with 43.3 seconds to play here in boys high school play. 40-37. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Nate Skirdla. So it's a one possession ball game again at 40-38. Into the ball game now for Gretna, probably for fouling purposes. It's going to be Trent Geary. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Gretna picking him up all over the place now. There's a foul that's going to be called in backcourt. As St. Cecilia got the ball into Thomas Skoke. Nate Skirdla picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. That's going to be the 10th team foul plus on Gretna. So St. Cecilia will have some free throws. Skok will go back to the free throw line. 6 out of 10 for Thomas Skok. He was 1 out of 2 there just a few seconds ago. St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead. Shot is up there. No good. Thomas Skok misses another free throw. St. Cecilia as a team is hitting 62% of their foul shots. They need to bury some of these down the stretch here. 40-38, St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead. Thomas Skok will toe the mark for his second one. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. The shot rims out of there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Nate Skirdla. So Thomas Skok misses a pair of free throws. We're down to 37 seconds to play. Skirdla has got the ball. He drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouled into play. And that one just trickles off of the front of the iron, no good. Nate Skirdla will go to the free throw line now as he was fouled here on the drive. The personal is going to be whistled on Zach Kitten of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. So Nate Skirdla to the free throw line. He's 3 out of 5 so far today. He's got 9 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. The shot is off of the right side. No good. Skirdla will have one more. End of the ball game is going to be Emmett Knight. Coming out will be Carter Donahue. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead here over Class B, Gretna. The score is 40-38. Here's the next shot by Skirdla. It's up there. That one is no good. Offensive rebound to Samuelson. He's in the lane. Samuelson forces up a shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Kitten, and he's fouled into play. I think Samuelson got away with a traveling violation there. But he misses the shot. St. Cecilia comes down with a rebound. And they're immediately fouled into play. So the Hawks again will go back to the charity stripe here with 27.8 seconds to play. This time, Zach Kitten will try his luck. Emmett Knight is the guilty party for Gretna. That's going to be his first foul. So now it's going to be Zach Kitten going to the free throw line. His shot is up there in the shot. No good. St. Cecilia could have iced his baby away a long time ago, but they're missing some free throws down the stretch. Zach Kitten now 1 out of 3 from the charity stripe tonight. He's got 7 points in the ball game. He's just a 41% foul shooter on the season. 40-38, St. Cecilia up by 2 points. Next shot is up there. It's good. Zach Kitten hits 1 out of 2. So the Hawks now have a 41-38 lead with 24 seconds to play. Here's Nate Skirdla with the ball. Skirdla hands it away out here in the corner. Michael Johnson for three. His shot's going to be no good. Long rebound is picked up out here by the Dragons. Samuelson has got it, and now Feakin wants to call a timeout. Brad Feakin up off the bench in a hurry. He wants to call a timeout with 15.1 seconds to play in regulation. We've got a timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Let's take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 41, Gretna 38.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than Rivals premiums
Bar
and
Grill is a proud sponsor of all Erie Athletics teams and coaches. Get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers
for your
before and after the game.
Life.
Remember, Thursday night is pizza night,
we are
so
your
stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take
life
it with you.
Insurance.
Open daily
so
at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join
to some, winning isn't everything.
15.1 seconds to play. Hastings St. Cecilia has got a 3-point lead, 41-38 over Gretna. The Dragons have the ball after missing a free throw opportunity. Jackson Coleman will inbound the ball on the far sideline and Nate Skirdla. Skirdla has got the ball behind the screen, fires up a three. His shot's going to be short, no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up there by Asher. Timeout, St. Cecilia. Asher got the offensive or the defensive rebound. And he is fouled into play. Did they want a timeout or didn't he? They were up signaling for it. St. Cecilia is not going to take their timeout here. It's going to be Brooks Asher going to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on Jackson Coleman. That's going to be his fifth personal foul. They've got 7 seconds to play. So St. Cecilia going to try to ice this baby away right here with Brooks Asher going to the free throw line. Asher is 71% foul shooter on the season. Coming into the ball game will be Zach Immig now for Gretna. Immig is a 5'9" freshman. He replaces Coleman, who fouls out of the ball game with 7 seconds to play. That's going to be Brooks Asher going to the free throw line. He has not been there so far tonight. Shot is up there in the shot. Good. Asher leading the way. He's got 15 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia now with a 4-point lead with 7 seconds to play. Here comes Derek Boyd in the ball game now for Thomas Skok. So 7 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia with a 4-point lead, 42-38. Brooks Asher to the line for his second shot. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly right down through the hole. Asher with 16. The Hawks with a 5-point lead, 43-38. Back quickly as Samuelson drives it to the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. That's the ball game. The Hawks have won it. Hastings St. Cecilia picking up a big road win here tonight as they come to Gretna and knock off Class B opponent, the Gretna Dragons. The final score here in this one, it was Hastings St. Cecilia 43, Gretna 38. The Hawks improved to 7 wins and 3 losses on the season. Meanwhile, Gretna, they dropped to 2 wins and 6 losses. Again, St. Cecilia wins it tonight in boys high school basketball. The Blue Hawks 43, the Dragons 38. Back with a recap after this.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
So a big road win tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. They come to Gretna and knock off the Dragons by a score of 43-38. St. Cecilia, they improved to 7 wins and 3 losses on the season. Meanwhile, Gretna, they dropped to 2-6. Gretna led at the end of the first quarter by a score of 12-10. The Dragons led at halftime 20-18. They led at the end of three quarters by a score of 32-29. It was a tight ball game for the first three. Gretna got out to a 7-point lead at 36-29 with 6:33 to play in the ball game. But St. Cecilia comes back to tie things up at 36 points apiece with 3:44 to play. That was nip and tuck down to the wire, and St. Cecilia hitting some free throws there at the end. And Gretna missing some free throws at the end, and the Hawks get out of here with a 5-point win, 43-38. As they outscored Gretna 14-6 in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia got 16 points in the ball game tonight from Brooks Asher. Asher knocks down 4 3-pointers. He had a 2-point field goal, and he was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Brooks Asher leads the way with 16. He was the only guy in double figures tonight for the Blue Hawks. Zach Kitten, he finishes with 8 points, 3 field goals, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. 6 points for Thomas Skolk. He was 6 out of 12 from the stripe. 5 points for Alex Sheehy. He had a 3-pointer, and he was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Dayton Seeley had a 3-pointer, and he was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 5. Alex Tino nailed a 3-pointer for 3. St. Cecilia ended up shooting 14 out of 24 from the free throw line tonight. Gretna was 8 out of 14 from the free throw line. They had no one in double figures. Jared Samuelson and Nate Skirdla each scoring 9 points apiece. Isaiah Workman came out for the bench to score 7. Michael Johnson had 5. Carter Donahue had 5. And Jackson Coleman had 3 points tonight for the Dragons. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight by a score of 43-38. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
When you
need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
This is the player of the game on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KJS. Let's head courtside and get the candidates for tonight's player of the game.
Again, St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Gretna by a score of 43-38. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. And Brooks Asher leading the way tonight, 16 points in the ball game. Asher hitting a couple of free throws to ice it there at the end for St. Cecilia. Nobody else in double figures, but Zach Kitten plays a good ball game tonight, scores 8 points in the ball game. Thomas Skoke, all of his scoring tonight from the free throw line, as he was 6 out of 12 from the stripe tonight. Nathan Seeley also in there for the Blue Hawks, and also Alex Sheehy, all candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and announce our winner right after this.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Our player of the game tonight for St. Cecilia will be Brooks Asher, as he comes through with 16 points in the ball game tonight for the Blue Hawks. He had 6 points in the first half and 10 more in the second half. He hits 4 3-pointers in the contest. Also was a 2 for 2 from the free throw line as he knocked those down in the final seconds of the ball game to ice this baby away. Brooks Asher is our player of the game tonight for St. Cecilia as the Hawks win this game by the score of 43-38. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game. Stay tuned. The coach is on his way as more post-game coverage continues. You're on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net. Now let's get you back out to the court and hear from the coach on the coach's post-game show.
And back here in Gretna tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it over Gretna by a score of 43-38. As Kevin Asher, the head man from St. Cecilia, joins us in the postgame show. And Coach, every possession was important tonight. Boy, we had to scramble right to the end.
Yeah, it was. And that's a lot of credit to both teams. You know, they just played super hard, and the loose balls were always tie-ups, and that means both teams are going to the floor, and that shows a lot of desire. And I got to give our kids, you know, just a ton of credit for, you know, gutting out a little stretch there late third quarter where we get down 6 and, you know, found a way to get 2 big offensive rebounds and stay at the free throw line. And the one thing you got, we talked about this at half, and it wasn't even the coaches. You know, this is how smart our team is. They said, hey, we're not shooting any free throws. You know, the first half, I don't know what we shot, maybe 1-0 for 0. Okay, well, that's pretty good percentage compared to the second half. No, but we go 14-24 then in the second half, and I think that all has to do with the character of our kids. They just decided that that was one area that we need to get better at, and they went to the got to the line.
Did not get to the free throw line in the first half. Is that because we weren't driving the ball, weren't attacking the basket there?
Yeah, just not, you know, we were getting a few post touches, but we told the kids they were pushing us out just enough on that post touch, and our posts weren't, you know, taking it to them. They were kicking it back out, and we said maybe try to go to the basket, or we were trying to get some cutting action and so forth. But I think our guards did a really good job. They junked defense just a lot of the second half in that triangle and two, and our other players really attacked in that. And when you get that and you get one or two players, you know, hitting a couple shots here and there, it really made for a better offensive half for us.
Missed a ton of small little bunny shots, missed a ton of free throws down the stretch. It could have been a whole lot different there. and now puts you on the edge so much in the final seconds of the ball game.
Yeah, and that's not lack of effort. You know, those kids are finishing most of the time, and just tonight the ball just didn't go in there. You know, right at the most opportune time, and it makes it look even more magnified. But they were getting to the glass, and you know, just not finishing, and that's part of the game. And you know, it's pretty physical basketball game underneath. So you know. You just got to hope that you know, your kid doesn't hang his head as they walk out the door, because that's a big five-point win.
Rebounding was a key tonight, especially late in this basketball game. How many times have you guys come up with offensive boards or big key defensive rebounds?
Yeah, and, you know, that's just the kids talking at the halftime, you know, about, hey, we got to win the boards. And I thought we did that, especially the second half. You know, we just – Thomas Skok and Zach Kitten got a big offensive board. I think Alex Shee had some offensive boards. You know, you look at the size of our team, pretty evenly matched with their team, but I just think at times we went and got it, maybe, and the ball bounces your way once in a while.
Brooks Asher coming through 16 points in the ball game. It's 4 3-pointers in the ball game. He had 10 points in the second half. I know you don't like to talk about him too much, but I'll tell you what, he kind of led the team, quarterbacked his team all the way to the finish line.
Yeah, and, you know, whether he scores 8, whether he scores 16, I think he's got that frame of mind out there that he wasn't going to allow any storm to happen out there. And he wanted the ball in certain positions on the floor, and our kids did an excellent job. There was one time I heard Zach Kitten yelling, "We got to get him open," and he ran a staggered screen, and he comes off of it and hits the shot. You know, he's not going to hit every shot, but definitely he had a good feel for the game tonight, and, you know, that's just a credit to, you know, the work ethic he puts in. He does a lot of stuff on his own.
Big win for you. Class B opponent here tonight, and you go on the road. This is a tough road trip to take here, some 2 hours away from home, but you guys played pretty well, and you get out here with a five-point win.
Yeah, and, you know, we just got so much respect. We see this game on the schedule every year, and it's been one that, you know, that we've – I think this is the fourth year we've played them. And to lose here in overtime and to play a three-point game, and we've seen him in the summer, and Coach Feakin's a great guy with exchanging film, and we've got so much respect for the program, and we come here and our kids didn't have any fear. They were, you know, playing loose and getting after it, and that's just, you know, a good high school basketball team, you know, and we're fortunate that Coach Feakin says, hey, we're going to allow a C2 school to schedule. You know, a lot of people won't even schedule us at our own level. So the key is you know, our kids didn't, you know, to get on that bus and let any of that home court, whatever it is that everybody always talks about. They just, you know, they've got a job to do when they get on the floor, and that's compete.
Kind of touch on this in the pregame show. Now you got 3 tough games coming up on Saturday, and then next week on Tuesday and Thursday. They don't get any tougher than what you're going to face the next 3 games.
No, and we're at a point in the season where nobody really wants to practice too much. You want to play. Tomorrow will be, you know, we got to get ourselves mentally ready for Lincoln Christian. They're going to throw some different stuff at us. Then you go to Grand Island Northwest. You got Minden at home, and then you go to Kearney Catholic next Saturday. So it's a great time of the year to just see how your kids respond every time out. And I think we've got a hungry team. They're young, and they don't know any better right now, I guess, is what we've got to look at it at.
Okay, congratulations on the win. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks a lot for traveling, Mike.
Yep, Kevin Asher, the head man for Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, the Hawks win it tonight by a score of 43-38 over Gretna. We'll come back and get the final word right after this.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
Tomorrow night we head for Loup City. We'll have the Adams Central Patriots and Arcadia Loup City and a girls-boys basketball doubleheader here on 1230 KHIS. It'll be a 5:45 start for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the girls' game, 7:45 for the guys. All the action here on 1230 KHIS. We've got Nebraska basketball going on tonight. If you need some more hoops action, we've got that on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Tip-off has just occurred as the Huskers are playing in Lincoln at Pinnacle Bank Arena against the Michigan Wolverines. That'll do it tonight from Gretna. Hastings St. Cecilia goes on the road and beats a Class B opponent, Gretna, this evening by a score of 43-38, getting 16 points in the ball game tonight by Brooks Asher, St. Cecilia improves to 7 wins and 3 losses on the season. My producer and engineer, John Deborah, and I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Gretna.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, Nothing But Net. Remember, you can catch all the excitement and all the action of high school sports all season long on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. High school basketball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.